Rigger Foetipper. Forth from fair Elfsea fared the fell fighter, called the Foetipper, fierce and terrible. Brave-hearted bondsman to Frankish freelord, yet a fearsome bane to Frankish foeman. No mortal manner of doom and downfall would crumble his weird, craving for a crown. Faceless yet fatal, death brings destruction. The victor at last, the Viking vanquished. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is written in Malahatter meter of speeches.
Tomas O'Neilligan. The warrior is offered peace. This truth the wise man may know. For wrongs the brigand will cease, lest he lie a vanquished foe. The courtly king is secure behind the bulk of his walls. Loved by civil men and pure, he feasts while his kingdom falls. The seed of fair Nialagan bears nobility of breed, wisdom of the ways of men, and strength at his kingdom's need. Who would challenge his command and seek to claim his reward? Let them take it from his hand. Let them win it with a sword. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. Modeled on the bardic poems of Tadhg Dal O'Hagan, 1550-1591.
Ishfael Brindu. Like lightning the blow he threw, like St. George the dragon slew, but Frankish might overthrew the Welsh knight. So passed Ishfael Brindu. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is an Englyn Anodal Crook.
Cathal Finn O'Brien. O Cathal, O warrior, why do you covet a crown? A man has a longer life when his deeds reap no renown. Who would long for such a life? Some hours are sweet to savor, and dearer than dull gray years. What is feast without flavor? I choose to brave the battle. I will try my strength truly. My only fear, my family will not mourn me unduly. Though many may name me fool, a few stalwarts understand. May others seize the sword hilt as it drops from my dead hand. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is modeled on Amarvan a Dithruba, an Irish poem of the 10th century.
Charles the Grey of Moonshadow. Come down from northern lands with spear and steel, not for today the cog within the wheel, not for today the shield within the wall, but striving for the right to govern all. Come down from northern lands with steel and spear, not for today the phalanx or the rear, not for today the guardsman at his post, but striving for the prize that matters most. Come down from northern lands with spear and steel. Not on this day would knights and ladies kneel, not on this day would crown and throne be won, but honor for the deeds and battle done. Come down from northern lands with steel and spear. Not on this day the promised prize so dear, but homeward there are deeds I yet may do. By dark of moon the northern road is true. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont.
Fiacca the Blue. Oh, have you heard tales of Fiacca the Blue, who roamed on Steora his dreams to pursue? He came to a tourney to win him a crown. Don't stand in his way or he'll just knock you down. Sing to rely, oh, rely, oh, rely, eh. He waded through rivers and crossed the broad plains and camped on the steppes in the worst of the rains. A man like a mountain is a good thing at that when most of your kingdom is too bloody flat. Sing to rely, oh, rely, oh, rely, eh. One morning quite early he came o'er a ridge. Some bold mercenaries were holding a bridge. He put down his head and he charged like a bull. Soon the bridge it was empty and the river was full. Sing to rely, o rely, o rely, eh. Oh, have you heard tales of Fiacca the Blue, who roamed on Stiora his dreams to pursue? He came to Crown Tourney, he didn't get far, but you'll never find better to fight for the star. Sing to rely, or rely, or rely, a balladeer. This is absolutely not meant to be sung to Sweet Betsy from Pike.
Gaston de Clermont. Behold the man who would be king, and hazard all to win the day. Let bards who would of valor sing, behold the man who would be king. Though wearied by his journeying, he sallies forth in fine array. Behold the man who would be king, and hazard all to win the day. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a triolet in the style of Jean Froissart.
Georges Le Breton. A young man left his village small to heed grim battle's siren call. Determined he would take the field, his sword and destiny to wield. But as he walked along his way, "Go not!" he heard a sweet voice say. And looking up, he saw a wren that uttered in the speech of men. "Go not!" the small bird cried again. "Your hopes and dreams are all in vain. As you must value life and breath, I tell you, you will find your death. No nearer shall you find the crown than on the duke who cuts you down. So turn around, your life to save, or surely you will find your grave." "I heed you not," the Breton said, "for truly all my wits are fled. I never heard a spoken word come out from either beast or bird. So get you back into your nest. I'll take the path I think is best." So to the field the Breton went, and soon enough his life was spent. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Breton lay.
Lucius Hadrianus, called Swordbreaker. When blazing sun upon the steps was nigh, and reason told the clever man to rest, a squire with froggy arms and gleaming eye came joyful from the south to make his quest. It did not seem to him at odds with wit. His sanity was sure, his reasons clear. "The day is fine enough, all must admit, for brawling with our friends and sharing beer." Bold Lucius Hadrianus takes the field, well famed for cleaving weapons in a fight. So gruff Sir Galen clutches sword and shield, with thoughts of broken brands clouding his sight. But Froggy's name revealed not every clue. It tells you not whose sword he will undo. Sir Kenneth Macquarie of Tobermory. The poem is a Shakespearean sonnet. Madog of Glastonbury. Champion of the Star of Nine, the newest centurion of the Sable Star, hailing from lands serpentine, known both near and far. He made his challenge with a cheerful tone, to battle a knight bold and vie for the throne of sable and of gold. Centurion Madog, in red and white, hoped to crown Lady Brilsa as queen, but before him was a Clan MacLeod knight, standing in the way of his victory. Madog and Gideon fought in a contest of skill, a battle sure to earn both men renown. Sir Gideon's sword, aiming to kill, felled the new centurion in his first crown. Though brave Madog did not claim victory, witnesses to his prowess were moved. "We would not have Prince Madog of Glastonbury, but our hero's worth and honor were proved." Lord Brian O'William.
Maelgwyn Dda. A Welshman from the Vales of Bryn Gwlad, centurion who bears the sable star. Lord Maelgwyn, on the pilgrim's path he trod, to win a kingdom's crown in lands afar. A snow-white scarf he wears upon his sleeve, and on his cap the thistle and the rose. A throne and scepter longing to achieve, by right of arms, the thunder of his blows. But come the challenge, Welshmen know no friend. Defeat so early leaves a bitter sting. Some comfort may be had by tourney's end, when he who cut you down is hailed as king. To test the air was truly my design, but Why does Uther's poem look like mine? Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Shakespearean sonnet.